How are you, David?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
Hey, David, you heard of 5 Seconds of Summer?
Oh, I'm going to disappoint you. You've never, ever heard of them.
No, you're not disappointing me.
I'm very poor on my music, so I'm probably not the right person to ask.
No, but that's okay. That's the sort of thing we're doing here, because they're going to be the entertainment for grand final day.
So we're hearing.
And I reckon if there's 100,000 there, not even 5,000 would know.
Well, do you know, what about who played the year before Tom Jones? Who was that?
Meatloaf.
Birds of Tokyo played.
Yeah, they were terrible too.
No, they sang the Lantern song.
Yeah, I actually like that song. Yeah. Come on, let's talk.
David, first and foremost, big challenge. You're taking on a side who are probably the in-form side of the competition right at this very stage.
Yeah, look, they've been playing some really exciting football, and watching the game on the weekend, them versus the Bulldogs, the ball's moving up and down very, very quickly. So it's really going to test our defence, and we need to make sure that we can do the same to them offensively. We want to move the ball quickly as well.
A lot of people talk about their offence, because they've been outstanding, and last week 25 goals, and they score so freely. But they're the number two defensive side in the competition as well. That not as much gets spoken about, but clearly they know how to defend really well also.
Yeah, look, they do. They probably defend slightly different to a lot of the sides. They sort of get their numbers into a bit of a grid shape through the middle of the ground, particularly through the middle of the ground. Their backs don't really play on anyone. They come up and guard a space, and they try and stop the ball in their front half, and they're so good with clearances, particularly with Nat Nui. Once they get the ball in the front half, they can really pin it in there. So we need to make sure that, one, we're matching it with them in the inside, and we can get the ball going forward early and get it in our front half, and then we want to do the same. We want to pin it in our front half, but it's going to be a good challenge.
The last time you played them, it was just after the passing of Phil Walsh. There will still be some insights into that game. I think your first quarter, your ability to get in behind their defence, you started like a bomb, so you'll no doubt have a look at how you went about that in the first quarter last time.
Spot on. They jumped us. I think they kicked the first three goals. But once we got our hands on the ball, we actually got through their sort of grid. We moved the ball quickly. And if you do that, you can kick some easy goals out the back on them. And that's ideally how we'll play this week. Probably in the second quarter was the opposite. They won clearances. They got in their front half and we couldn't move the ball out. So we're going to have to make sure we can combat that and get the ball out of our back half and at least get field position, get it back into a sort of game through the middle of the field and give ourselves a chance.
No, I may be wrong, but the last four games, I reckon the Crows have played the West Coast. It's their spread that I reckon hurt the Crows. The Gaff, Maston, Shuey Rosa types just running forward to centre from a stoppage and just cutting you on the outside, David.
Yeah, no, you're right. They did that. They did that last time. We're going to we play a team defence, so we probably won't go to anyone directly. We just need to make sure that our pressure on the ball is really good. And probably the thing we've improved over the last 4 weeks since we've played them, other than the Sydney game, is our press, our ability to get pressure on the ball and take the time and space away from the opposition and their execution. So we need to be at our best, and we're coming up against one of the best offensive teams. So hopefully, if we bring it, then our pressure will limit their offensive ability.
Let's talk about your boys. Last 2 weeks, the accuracy in front of goals really increased. What have you put that down to, other than the quality of the opposition? But your goal kicking's been a lot better.
Yeah, it has. I don't think there's... We haven't done any more goal kicking. We haven't changed any goal kicking techniques. We've tweaked a few little things. We've practiced things, but we do that all year. Probably one of the major things is where you have your shots from, and probably due to the lack of pressure from the opposition, we've been able to get our shots from closer and more in the corridor. So along with that and the mental aspect of when you're in front, there's not as much pressure on you. When the scores are level or you're behind, there's that little bit extra pressure. So you just need to be able to... Derrel yourself and make the most of the opportunities and kick our goals.
And there was a man that you mentioned a little earlier in the interview. You talked about Nick Natanui and his influence. He's just such an athlete. Last time, Sam Jacobs was unable to nullify his work in the centre square, and it was really tough for your midfielders. What can you do when someone has that physical advantage of being able to jump higher and get first hand on the ball?
Yeah, look, there's a... I was lucky enough to get to work with Nick for 3 years, and there's been a few clubs that have gone different things. A lot of teams have sort of jumped over the line and tried to force him, knowing that he's going to get his hands on the ball, but only allow him to hit the ball forward so he can set up in that area. Look, he's very hard. The thing that's probably, as much as he can jump, it's his second and third efforts. He adds as much pressure as any midfielder on the ground, and that's probably where his biggest strength is. He's probably after the follow-up. He's just another midfielder that tackles with intent.
What about a good corky right in his lemonade and sass tea?
Yeah, look, that'd be my tactic because I lack a lot of talent. So if I was playing against him, I'd have a third up at every stoppage in the first quarter with no intent on hitting the ball. It'd be just knee him in the hip, and hopefully by the end of the first quarter he couldn't jump off the ground.
Talking about corkies, Taylor Walker looks like he's running a lot better, moving a lot better. That corky from Sam Mitchell must have really stung him. Teague, do you think he's moving a lot better the last couple of weeks?
I do. I think you kick a couple of goals early and you get your chest up and you move pretty well. But no, there's no doubt he is moving better. I think not only physically, I think mentally, obviously, with what's happened at the club as the leader and staying strong, it does take a toll on you. And I think he's found a really good balance at the moment. I think he's in a really good headspace and his form's followed. And his form over the last 4 weeks has been outstanding. And it's a pleasure to watch and a pleasure to work with the way he goes about it.
He's probably not getting the recognition for that because he's asked to play different roles for the team to isolate certain people there. He will sacrifice his game. He is the leader. It's his first time. He's probably not getting enough accolades for that, David. I think he's been absolutely awesome.
Yeah, look, it's great that you picked that up, Roe. With Josh Jenkins has probably been our main target inside 50, where in the past that's been Taylor. At times we're pushing Eddie Best deep forward because we think we've got a good mismatch with him. So what I've loved about him is, and from the word go when I arrived at the club, and probably to be honest it surprised me a little bit, is how much he cares about the team and his team first attitude. And it's really good to see when he does kick a bag on the weekend when it was actually his turn to make the most of the opportunities, he did. So it is nice, but what I've really loved with the whole forward line group and it's a spread, the goal-kicking spread. Like generally, most weeks, they're all getting on the scoreboard. And lately, we've had midfielders helping out as well, getting forward and kicking goals. So I think we had 14 goals kickers a couple of weeks ago. And I'm pretty sure Tex would be happy if we had 14 goal kickers and we win the game. And he's not one of them.
Mm. And 10 goal scorers last week. You take on West Coast, and look, they've been fantastic in terms of, at different stages this year, they've had players missing and key players missing, but their structure or their setup has often been able to overcome. It hasn't been about personnel. Is that something, I guess, Adelaide strive to do? I know that in terms of you've got pretty much most people available to you at the moment, but you must look in awe at what West Coast has been able to do this year.
No, you're spot on there. They've been outstanding. The way at the start of the year to lose their reigning best and fairest and Eric McKenzie and probably one of the, probably if not the best and half back in the competition, to lose him and then have other tall backs go down, the way they've just played their structure, play their role, I think it shows that Adam Simpson is doing a very good job with his coaching. It's not just the ones in the team that have been able to execute it. Whoever comes in plays a role. And I think every club, we're big on that. I remember Phil Walsh used to say, next man in, next man up sort of thing. And I think every club would like to do that, but depth and even just understanding the roles and the ability to teach probably challenges that. And I think what West Coast have shown is they obviously have a really good method in their teaching because every player that comes in seems to be able to play his role. And it's scary. It seems like every time they lose someone, they get better and better and better. So I'm hoping this week they bring them all back and they mightn't be as good.
1-999-1395, Teague. We're interactive here, our listeners. We love getting them and weaving them into interviews. Bunga Hearn, run around like an unregistered dog. Please, please, he needs to be stopped. That's from a listener. Dave, they love their plus one and he's very good at it.
Yeah, look, he's the best, probably one of the best in the competition at it with maybe Robert Murphy. He's the best kick that I've ever been involved with because to be a good kick, you've not only got to be able to execute, you've got to be a good decision maker and he's elite in both of those. So the good thing at the moment is when they're a bit short, it's forcing him to play tall. On the weekend, he played on one of the talls. So hopefully we can get him playing on Josh Jenkins or Tex Walker this week and make him actually defend. But yeah, I think he's underrated for his ability to defend. He's very strong in the contest and defends quite well. So
No, it's a good good observation from the listener.
Yeah, they love it. Jake Lever, we know, will be back this week. Since Campo's been at the helm, you've had some tough selection because your SA and NFL guys are absolutely flying. What's the longest selection you've had? How many hours?
No, we don't go for too long. It's going for a bit longer now because of that. The form's been really good. Yeah. It's funny how it works. Quite often it's over the last couple that you spend most of the time. Mm. So whether it's a sub or even sometimes who deserves to be the emergency, sometimes can take a little while. But no, we've had great form. Went to the SANFL on the weekend. Podsy Adley kicking 9 is really good. Kerridge, Wright, Grigg in the middle, and then down the back, Sam Shaw got his opportunities last week, but we could have gone with Cheney or Otten. Yeah. They're all playing really good football at the moment. Dave McKay went back and played a really good game, played AFL football at SANFL level, which is what we ask for. It's easy to sort of go back and just play at that level, but we ask our players to execute the way they need to at AFL, play with the speed that AFL requires, and that's been the exciting thing. They're starting to understand that, and they're starting to do that.
Hmm. Jeremy McGovern, there's some speculation that he'll come back into the side. He was almost right last week. He's had this hamstring issue. Do you get into the ear of his brother Mitch and say, get on the phone, Mitch, talk to your brother and see if we can get a bit of intel whether he's playing or not?
Oh, if he's got any value, he'll give us a good insight. And hopefully he knows his weak spots. He's plenty of backyard biffo, I reckon, between those two, knowing both the boys. So hopefully little Mitch will have some good mail on Jeremy, some old stories that might rattle him.
He's had a cracking year. He's one who has stepped up to play in that key defensive role, and he's been outstanding the games he's played.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. In terms of the way he plays, the way they defend, he's probably the catalyst. He's a really confident person, the way he gets out in front, backs his marking in, allows all their defenders to play that way. So I think at the start of the year when they really got going, I think he was a fair reason because he just kept backing himself in. So, no, there's no doubt he's had a good year. Ideally, we'll move the ball quick enough and make him defend a direct opponent. It won't allow him to float across and mark the ball. So that's going to be our biggest challenge, is making him accountable, making him and Shannon Hearn defend, because if you don't, they both mark the ball and they both kick it really well going the other way.
Human side of footy's always there at clubs, and it's always sad to see a young lad's AFL career over. Sam Siggins has gone back to Tassie. We heard that yesterday, Tiggy.
Yeah, look, it is. He's had quite a few injuries. He had a really tough year just getting out on the park. So it is sad. Look, he tried really hard when he was at training. He worked hard, so it just hasn't worked out for him, but we wish him the best in the future, and hopefully he can play some good footy, and you never know, he might get another opportunity.
Now there's a lot of clubs circling around T-shirt Tommy Lynch. He's one of your boys in that forward line. You need to get him in a headlock or get whoever, the list manager, in a headlock and give him what he wants, Peggy, because he is bloody flying.
Yeah, look, his form on the weekend, I don't know, he's getting, he had over 30 touches, it killed me. I had to spend twice as long doing my video, because I had to work with him this week. I said, Tommy, no more getting that many touches, because otherwise I'm up all night. So hopefully 15 possessions this week will do him.
Yeah, and 3 goals, something like that, just a bit easier to code. David, good luck this weekend. It's a massive game for the club. If you can, I guess, have an upset win against West Coast, it puts you into the final eight, which I guess everyone covets so much. So we hope it goes well for you.
No, thank you. No, we're really looking forward to it. We've played some good footy lately, but what better way than test ourselves against the informed side?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much, David.